Here is That Which Is with John Roger. That Which is presented by MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, a movement dedicated to awakening the spiritual heart within each of us. John Roger is the founder and spiritual advisor of MSIA, the founder and president of the Institute for Individual and World Peace, founder of the Heartfelt Foundation, and other organizations dedicated to improving people's lives. John Roger is a best-selling author, and he has been teaching and conducting seminars for many years. Right after John Roger speaks, we'll tell you how you can obtain more information about MSIA.
I want to talk to you of a few things. Maybe it might be enlightening, and maybe it might not be enlightening. But at any rate, we'll talk about it and see what it does. It might be illuminating. Do you know the difference between enlightenment and illumination? Enlightenment's where you're really good in one area. Illumination's where you're good all over. So I don't do anything that deals with enlightenment. I do things that deal with illumination. Let's look at another word called service. Service is a process of expression outwardly. Service is, first of all, just an outward action. It isn't sitting down thinking about what you're going to do. It's an outward action. The second part of that is that action is moving to a state of harmonious balance. Harmonious balance would be a perfected state or a state of perfecting. So the action is moving outward to a harmonious balance to fulfill man's law or spiritual law. If you fulfill man's law, the end result will be you're after a gain back. If you fulfill spiritual law, then the service becomes one of your spirit to their spirit. The spiritual law reads like this: I come to do thy will, O Lord. The law is written in my heart, not the head. So consequently, if you try to do a head number with the idea of being of service, it'll fall and collapse on you, because the negative part of perfection is imperfection. And you'll find out all the things that you're attempting to serve that aren't worthy of you to serve. You join organizations to be of service, and then you don't like somebody in there, or they aren't doing this, or they aren't doing that. So then you enter into a real critical process of what you're attempting to serve. And then you come under man's law. And man's law is this: you're fired. It's very simple. Man's law also does this: judgments. What a terrible volunteer. We ought to got somebody that we could have paid, because that person was a service to us, and it turned out to be a disservice. So we're looking at just this process of service. It's either fulfilling the spirit of the occasion, or you get caught up in the functions of the organization. Every organization's a beast. Even if it's a husband and a wife and a child, that's an organization. There's a beast there. It just happens to be the very nature of it. Unless within that three, you enter the spirit. Otherwise, each one's trying to outgun the other one. Each one's playing one upmanship. That always means in the family of three, somebody's going to be a loser. So men, would you want your wife to be a loser or your child to be a loser? It's like, God, nobody. Then you're the loser. Well, no. Women, do you want your husband to be the loser because he's supplying all the income? Or do you want your child to be a loser? Oh, none of them. Then you be the loser. And child, do you want your parents to be the loser, the father who's supplying the money for your education, or the mother who's getting the car keys from your dad for you to take the car? No, I don't want them to lose. Then you're the loser. Must there be a loser? If you do it according to man's law, there will be a loser. If you'd go to the spirit of the occasion, the loving heart comes present. And at that point, everybody's winning, because in that particular idea, you will not express anything, nor ask for anything, nor do anything that is not harmonious to the group. At that point, we say, well, God reigns personally in you as you, and in the spouse and child as them. So it's really advisable then to be in a real high state of cooperation. one of not just cooperating with yourself, with somebody else, but it's the cooperation with the whole mass and the group that you're involved with. And in this group, it would be limited to this room. And then it would be to the hotel, then the county, and the city, and the state, and the world, and the universe, into the great, great state of cooperation, where you enter into the process of mastery, mastery of self inwardly, and mastery of self in the outward. And then the byproduct of all that is just you're in a state of cooperation, or as we say, the life force is with you as you. You could walk through walls. You could float through the air. I'm not recommending that for anybody because there are more practical approaches. What happens, though, is that service is a process called action, isn't it? And action is a process of cooperation into the perfections to bring forward material results in the world that can be shared with all. A cooperation towards perfect harmonious balance to bring forward material results that are applicable to the group, that anyone can deal with. So when you start looking at the key elements inside of the words and what they mean, they really seem to have a real appropriate application to what we're doing. And I find out that all the words do convey what we want them to convey, if we place that in our consciousness as a workable intention for it to do that. And if we place it in the other person's consciousness to get it, whether we say it or not, we're not doing the full job. If we say, well, get it if you can, and I'm just going to say it this way, instead of working on the process of saying it so clearly that the other person almost by default has to get it, then I think you've probably been of service to the other person. Prior to that time, it's almost like you're grabbing them by the throat and you're trying to squeeze them into submission instead of lift them into the cooperative state. There's another process goes with it called responsibility. With the direction you're going, you have a responsibility with that. You have to be informed of that is the respect of yourself, and that is the respect of others, and that is the respect of the organization and the people that function in that. So there is a process here called communication that's inferred by the statement. Direction with responsibility conveys that you must communicate to people. Part of the greatest things, maybe the greatest sin that we have, is when we withhold from other people our love, information, our joy. We just withhold. We don't even share the trueness. We withhold that. And by the very process of withholding to somebody else, you also withhold it from yourself, because it builds a barrier around the consciousness that focuses outwardly to the consciousness that focuses back and then re-identifies with the truer self, that form that you are. With this direction and responsibility comes another action, that of integrity. You have to take the direction, the responsibility, and integrate it inside of you so that there is only a oneness in your approach and your direction. Where you're saying, come hail, come high water, the lawn gets mowed Saturday. But if the kids are on the lawn, don't hurt them. Cut the lawn around them. You get what I'm saying? The direction, the responsibility. Sure, you had the integrity to yourself, but that integrity infers the recognition of the other person's right and who they are. Sometimes we have that work automatically, but far too often we don't. So the statement of commitment to them becomes one of throwing garbage in the wind. Then when it comes back to you, it's the garbage on you that you threw out that came back. Rightfully so. Who else wants it? with this integrity, there has to be the vision of how you see yourself performing that action. Not as an imagery of false expectation when it doesn't match up the way that you thought it should match up, but the vision inside of being joyfully present. And yes, whatever they say to do, it's yes, 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 and right on to the next thing. Far too often, people take the word vision for the imagining in or putting in the image. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying it in a wider scope. Maybe that vision's got God in it, or the Spirit in it. Something that is just totally lifting. But what good is all of this without enthusiasm? In enthusiasm, we find the word God's energy. So it's an energy that transcends your own beingness. And you wonder, how on earth did that happen? And yet, the pyramid effect of the enthusiasm and the vision and the integrity and the responsibility and the direction that was placed here for you when you came in allowed the energy to just pile up on top of you, and you wonder how on earth that happened. Because it was planned that way. But it was more than just a plan. There was an action that goes behind it. An action that few people look at. You want to look at the key to service. It's right there in front of you. Direction for the D, responsibility for the R, integrity for the I, V for the vision, and E for enthusiasm, and you get drive. That's what it takes, folks. If you're going to have success in this world or a world to come or any other place. A lot of people's get up and go, got up and went. Because they didn't put it in drive. Be with yourself. You see, it's easy to sit back in a chair when you're tired and say, I'm too tired to do that. I'm too tired. Where's your direction? To tired. What's the responsibility to tired? Rest. What's the integration of it? There is no integration. It's a flowing action. It's like water. It just goes to its own level. And what's the vision of that? Sleep. Inactivity. And what's the enthusiasm of that? Zero. And yet, we'll profess, I'm too tired, and hope that gets the job done. A lot of people are coming and getting real clear the basic fundamental process. It's called action. It's just called that. People say, well, I'm not satisfied with this and I'm not satisfied with that. And I say, what have you done about it? And they say, nothing. I'm too tired. No, it's called action for satisfaction. The doing of it, the ing of it, is very important because that's the expressing. And the action is the success in the world. So it is expressing the success in the world, and it's not successed end result. It's successing. We're slowly changing vocabulary for people because when you say words that say dead, E-D, he succeeded, E-D, we're married, dead. Now we're talking about marrying and succeeding and successing. And I was going to say acting, but it's not. It's actioning. To like lay it on even again. After you think you've done enough, do it some more. After that's enough, do it again. Years ago, watching a movie, and the guy said, I'll have one more drink. And the guy said, you have too much. He said, well, I'll have one for the road. And he went out and died on the road. Maybe she said, I'm having one for the roading. So he would have made it home. It's just that when you use the ing words, you're saying, and there's more to come, more to come. How much more? What's your drive? What is it? The direction, the responsibility, the integrity, the vision, the enthusiasm. And if you can do it backwards, if you don't have the drive to start with, then do the words to start with and let the drive appear. Who cares? Either way. Only you. Only you. We can have empathy, which is a process of caring. But just the care, to care, is a dead-end result. Who cares? Nobody cares. But caring means, yes, I'm with you in this moment of distress, and will you please get out of it? Well, if you cared, you'd stay with it. Cared is dead. And care is not quite. And caring is in it and out of it and going. When you ask somebody, what can you do about this? They say, well, I can do this or this. You say, what are you doing? That means the involvement and the action. But when you start getting the enthusiasm of that heart coming present, maybe it's not the word drive, but drive. Because I know a lot of people that are driven. But the word that we're dealing with here is the drive. And if we're going to keep within the context of what we're talking, then we've got to take it from drive, past the driven, into the driving action. And that means we have to have a format by which we're driving. If somebody says, I'm driving to town, do you want to go with me? You might wonder what they're driving. They could be driving cattle or sheep. So there has to be a format that you can contain it and hold it and utilize it so it doesn't become a waste and a deterioration. Well, that all becomes our choice, our own individual choice of which way we want to go with this. Let's just look at the word love, because we talked about the word love and loving. And they say love will heal the world. And we say, well, it may, because the word love means being creative for success in the world according to God's plan. And who knows that? Well, a lot of people profess knowledge of it. What it usually turns out is a lot of negativity and a lot of success going apart, and then they get caught up in man's law, and then they try to manipulate people according to the emotional mood of the moment. Well, how does loving differ from that? Because loving starts out with expressing and the action of being and caring. And in it, it builds a solid foundation sexually, physically, emotionally, mentally. Economically is in there. But not only that, once you get that, you stand on it and the mystical quality comes forward, and that means God becomes present as the living force of breathing in and breathing out. Where one is man's law, the other is the fulfilling and the bringing forward and the demonstrating of it. And it's mystical because you can't tell what it looks like. A lot of people say, well, I don't think you're too loving. In fact, one of the people I was talking to recently said, yeah, I was listening to one of your tapes. Man, were you hostile? I said, I probably had a hostile environment. You know, where was it? He said, I think it's prana. I said, that's a hostile environment. He said, no, that isn't. I said, then how could it be hostile? You say, well, there was hostility present. I said, that's just another way of demonstrating the loving. And maybe a person had to be shook awake. Shook awake. To shake somebody awake often doesn't look all that kind, does it? Some of you are willing to put your body on the line to be there to show up, but your heart's not there. It's someplace else, doing something else. People that work closely with me will say things like, can I shine your shoes? And I say, no, you haven't earned the right. And they'll start to shine the shoes, and I won't let them because their heart's not in it. It's a physical action. And I've taken shoes that people shined for me that they sneaked up on it, did it, and I went and reshined, polished them all over myself because I wanted that to be present with the things I'm going to be involved in. A lot of people say, well, I want to do this and I want to do that, and I look at them and I say, okay, fine. Their lips grow real close to you and their heart grows far away. And they make commitments with the lips. They make agreements with the lip, and they corrupt it with their mind, and their heart aches and pines for the closeness and the loving and the touching and the caring. And they lead themselves astray with their own mouth. A lot of people say, well, if you only gave me a chance, make your own chance. Say that word on there, it says drive. Make your own. Does that mean go and beat on the doors until they open them? No, you can be a pest. Well, you said drive. I said yes, but you have to have the responsibility dealing with the other person. What is your responsibility to them? What's the integrity that you have? What's the vision? Was the vision one of seeing you sitting at the president's chair? What was it you were dealing with? You got your direction down wrong. You were hoping for immediate recognition. People I work with say to me, well, I think, John Roger, you should do this for me and this and this and this. And I say, yeah, you want full-time pay for part-time devotion. And it doesn't work that way. Because I can only place the energy in the form that you've given me. And I can only place as much energy as you've made that form able to contain it. So don't go looking at me with a despairing look. Look into your own beingness and see how you can expand and take up the space that is your body. You're so busy worrying about your lusts and your pocketbook and the greeds that you haven't looked to who you are. And all that lust and greed and all those other things you do that have killed you just because you haven't come into who your loving process is. That loving process is not who you are, but it's a direction to take you to who you are. And just before you get there will come the great void of despair and doubting and recriminations and hurt and anguish and anything else that negativity can pump on you. And if you don't have the drive to get through it, if you haven't had enough momentum going to take you across that gap, then you fall back into it. And you start back over again at zero minus 30 or 40. Because you see, to whom much is given, much is expected. And you people have been given the awareness of your heart and the heart processing and the serving processing and the loving and the living and the lifting and be lifted process. Yes, much is expected of you, but no more than you're going to expect of yourself because that breeds disappointment. And that we don't want to deal in. There's a rationale that goes through everything I do. You know, that's very simple. Take care of yourself so you take care of others. Real simple. Help yourself so you can help others. It really sounds like two. It may only sound like one. If it sounds like two, it's just take care of yourself and help yourself. And those that only hear the two, we say, you didn't hear the important ones. Take care of others and help others. Taking care of yourself means don't let your emotions run you through fields of negativity. When doubt comes in and despair and sorrow, heartache, you don't have to follow that. That's like walking through a supermarket and you have to buy everything on the shelf because it's there. You can't afford it. Two baskets and you're broke. So why buy everything that you deal up to yourself in your own inner supermarket? You don't have to eat that garbage that you've thrown in the wrong direction. Just clean it up and then watch what you're doing. Those people that have committed to the spiritual form that I represent find out that I was already committed back long before they ever got there. Beirush Beishan.
John Rogers' closing words were Beirush Beishan, which means the blessings already are. The blessings, the ideas, and the concepts which you've heard are just a small part of the abundance of material John Roger has shared with us over the years. If you would like a free book by John Roger, Journey of a Soul, call this number, 1-800-899-2665. You can send email to servicedesk@msia.org or write to That Which Is, Post Office Box 513-935, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051-1935. This has been That Which Is with John Roger. Thanks for joining us.